all year, we have been reading from Mark's Gospel. It is the shortest of all the Gospels, and we are coming to the end of Jesus' public ministry. All that's left is the encounter with Bartimaeus next week, and then he makes his way to Jerusalem, makes his way to his death. In the last few weeks, he's been preparing the disciples for the cross. It's been kind of like a cram session, trying to make sure that they understand, make sure that they're prepared, know what's happening, know what it means to be his follower. He's telling them, things are going to change. I am going to lose my life. Your lives, God only knows what will happen. He's trying to prepare them. And still, after all this time, they don't get it. They don't understand. Can you imagine Jesus' reaction? Did he roll his eyes? Did he just throw up his hands? And after all this time, they skip over the suffering and death part. They head right to the glory. Lord, what's in it for us? Can one of us sit at your right? Can the other sit at your left? Can we be important? Are we going to be powerful? What's in it for us? What do we get out of this? I really cannot badmouth James and John for asking the question, for wondering what's in it for me, because I have wondered the same thing far too often. What do I get out of following the Christ? What do I get out of being a disciple? It's hard to be a disciple. Called to love God, love neighbor. What's in it for me? Why should I follow the Christ? Why should I be a disciple? Why should I go beyond my comfort zone and be compassionate and merciful? Why should I set aside grudges, hatred, and selfishness? Why not be a little selfish? Why not use others, step over others, manipulate others? Why not look out for number one? What's in it for me, Jesus? What do I get out of this, Jesus? I'm not the only one that has wondered about that. I'm not the only one here who has asked that question. I know that. And I think a lot of people who have given up on faith have asked that question. And the answer that they come up with, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this? The answer is, not enough. Not nearly enough do I get out of this. But you know that question? That question is a trap. We start with, what do I get out of this? The answer is always going to be, not enough. Not nearly enough. We'll never get enough to satisfy our wants and desires. We'll always want more. That question is a trap. For the disciple, for a follower of Jesus, we need a better starting place. I think for one who has been touched by the Christ, all of us here, for one who has been loved by the Christ, We start with, if I love the Lord back, does it even matter what I get out of it?